welcome you back to Pratt, Kansas, the site of the Class 2-1A State Softball Tournament. And it is a breezy day once again, but not a cloud in the sky, as a champion is set to be crowned here later on today. Well, we appreciate everyone hanging with us. Brandon Tatman and Neil Weiland, part of the broadcast team, as we get set for the defending champs and the top seed, McLeod Bulldogs, as they take on the Inman Teutons, the four seed, in a semifinal here today on KARE 93.7 FM. Our coverage of McLeod softball is powered by Giant Communications. One free month of symmetrical internet is available to you right now. Call 785-362-9331 to learn more. Well, again, the defending champion, McLeod Bulldogs, a big-time win yesterday in the opening round, defeating Pratt Skyline, the eighth seed, by a 15-0 final in a three-inning run rule victory. The Teutons of Inman, 18 wins and 4 losses. They beat Thomas More Prep, the 5 seed, in their opener yesterday, pulling away by a 10-3 final. Coming up here on our pregame show, you'll hear my conversation with head coach Ballard Patterson. Got a chance to catch up with him after their big win yesterday. The defending champs are 2 wins away from raising a banner once again, and it starts with the semifinals here against Inman. That's more after a timeout right here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Symmetrical internet speeds. What does that mean? Well, Giant Communications offers symmetrical internet speeds, meaning that you can have the same upload speed that you get for the download. Why the fuss? What does upload speed impact? Well, higher upload speed can affect smart home devices, video calls, uploading photos and videos, and sharing files online. And you've got a local reliable company that can provide that for you at Giant Communications. Ask about 1 month of free internet, symmetrical speeds, free internet. Look no further than Giant Communications. Online at giantcomm.net.
It's a beautiful day in our neighborhood, a place where you'll find Exchange Bank, a locally owned bank that believes in their community. You'll find friendly and knowledgeable staff ready to help you with all of your banking needs. Exchange Bank offers long-term, fixed-rate real estate loans and convenient services such as online and mobile banking. Stop by or visit us online at ebt.bank. You'll find this and so much more. Exchange Bank, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
Brandon Tatman here in Pratt, getting set for semifinal action here at the state tournament, and joined now by McLeod softball coach, that is Ballard Patterson. Coach, congrats getting to this point once again, 2 wins away from another state championship, but it starts in the semifinals against Inman today. We'll talk about them in just a little bit, but again, congratulations on that first round win, 3 innings, 15-0, just a pretty dominant display on both sides.
Thank you very much. The girls, they got out, and they were very, very focused, and they were very when we woke up, I could tell that the kids were ready to play ball.
How is the mentality of this team, you know, maybe like even from the beginning, like every rep, every game, every pitch, every at bat? I mean, does it just feel like it's always the same with these girls? Does that really change at all?
Yeah, I think that they're probably more focused and more driven at this point of the year. They understand what it takes to get this done. Not that they would ever slack off, but I think that there are times during the regular season when they know going in that they don't have to be excellent and they're going to still be all right. And right now they know they've got to be excellent to be all right.
You've had such a great career, you know, coaching with McLeod, and the win yesterday was number 340. Do you remember that first win in your coaching career?
Yeah, I do. I believe it was against ACCHS, and my oldest daughter, Kendall, it was her very first game of high school ball, and I started coaching her freshman year in 2006.
How about, again, going back to the game yesterday, and, you know, we talked, you know, after the regional championship and, of course, prior to the first-round game about Dani Lee and how good she's been, and obviously, again, you know, she strikes out 8 in the 3 innings, a couple of home runs, just it's just kind of like a cheat code is kind of what I've been calling it when you have a player that talented at this level, just – really being able to do it from both sides.
Yeah, so she's just an incredible player. And she's, you know, we got a whole bunch of those kids that are just so driven and so can really turn it on at any time. But with Dani, it's, you know, it's on almost all the time.
Yeah, you talk about just the work that she puts in, yeah, that nobody sees, you know, off the air, so to speak. And that's kind of the difference that separates her. You know, before catching up with you here, you know, you see the Vans out there. They're all decorated. They got Bomb Squad written on it. So she hits a couple. And then Leanna Patz also hitting a home run. What about her? And not just specifically in the game yesterday, but her all season.
Well, Leanna is like the and all the seniors, but Anna is very much our she's our motor. She's our driving force. That kid is one of the toughest human beings I've ever been around. She's been to state 3 years in wrestling, and she wrestles every weekend with club, and she's just a very just a tough kid. And when the bullets start flying, you want to be in the foxhole with a kid like Anna.
Feels like wrestlers, you know, they say like offensive linemen in football are really, you know, are usually tend to be like good wrestlers maybe in high school. But like, do you see just, you mentioned kind of like a different mentality with her and her wrestling background?
Yeah. So all three of the seniors are good wrestlers, and they all qualified for state this last year, this last winter. And they all three have that same mentality. If you're going to take me out, you better be damn good, and you better be able to put me away. So, because I ain't going out easy.
Right. Elizabeth Sabelka had a big two-run hit that capped off the win yesterday, and then Charlie Coffin as well, a big two RBI knock in that nine-run third inning. Those two as well, obviously, at the bottom of the lineup.
Yeah, so really, honestly, we don't really feel like we have a bottom of the lineup as much as we have nine kids that all of them can hit. And I got a great kid sitting in the dugout that's got two or three home runs ready to go, and the freshman Taylor Edmonds. It's just not her turn right now. So, but Elizabeth did fantastic today. Elizabeth's a very accomplished competitive player for years and years and years. And so, and then when Charlie gets rolling, and we said she had a coming out party last year, because Charlie Coffin at state last year went crazy. She had four or five hits, and especially in the championship game. You know, they have that same tough mentality. We're not going out without a fight. So I'm very proud of the entire lineup all the way through.
A couple more minutes here with Ballard-Patterson getting set for the semifinals today in Pratt. Will you get in then? What can you tell us about them?
Not much. You know, they're tough, or they wouldn't be at this point. And, you know, like I've said before, I'm sitting here with their spray charts in front of me. You know, we, of course, scouted them when they played today. And we were able to go back on Game Changer and look at some stats and that type of stuff, and, you know, figure out where they're strongest and figure out, you know, kind of pitch patterns and that kind of stuff. But anybody who gets to the Final Four is very good. And, but I'm not going to concern myself too much with that. We just have to do what we do. And that was the talk I just had with the girls before I sent them off to their rooms here at the hotel. Was we were only concerned about what we do. If we take care of McLeod High School softball and have a fun time and do the things we know how to do, we're going to be in pretty good shape.
There it is. Ballard-Patterson here getting set for the semifinals against Inman. A win gets them back into a state championship. Coach, appreciate the time. Good luck today.
Thank you, Brandon.
Atchison Auto Parts, it's your locally owned and operated independent Napa dealer with a team of experienced employees that have a lifelong passion for the auto industry. They provide top quality parts and exceptional service. They are all car guys who care about getting you the right parts, whether it's for your passenger vehicle or your heavy duty parts for the big trucks. Open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Symmetrical internet speed. What does that mean? Well, Giant Communications offers symmetrical internet speed, meaning that you can have the same upload speed that you get for the download. Why the fuss? What does upload speed impact? Well, higher upload speed can affect smart home devices, video calls, uploading photos and videos, and sharing files online. And you've got a local reliable company that can provide that for you at Giant Communications. Ask about 1 month of free internet. Symmetrical speeds, free internet. Look no further than Giant Communications. Online at giantcomm.net.
We are approaching the first pitch here in Pratt, Kansas, the site of the Class 2-1A State Softball Championship Tournament. And the McLeod Bulldogs, the defending champs, two wins away from another banner, but it starts here in the semifinals, taking on the Inman Teutons, the four seed in this field. Again, Brandon Tabman with you. Thank you so much for hanging with us. Neil Weiland, our studio producer, keeping us locked in and on the air. Our coverage of McLeod softball, it's powered by Giant Communications. One free month of symmetrical internet is available to you right now. Call 785-362-9331 for more information. Let's get to the starting lineups for the state semifinal matchup here today in Pratt. And we'll start with the Inman Teutons with a record of 18-4. They defeated Thomas More Prep 10-3 in their quarterfinals yesterday. Savannah Smith will lead things off. She is at third base. Ellie Timmish bats second. She is catching. Lila Levine is the pitcher and batting third. Taylor Frays is the shortstop and in the cleanup spot. Marley Ballard bats fifth. She is at second base. Chesney Black is the designated player and will bat sixth. Allison Schrog is at first base batting seventh. Olivia Bradley is in left field batting eighth. And Brooke Aiden is batting ninth and is out in center field with Sydney Brooks, the right fielder, and in the flex position. So again, for the Teutons, at 18 wins and 4 losses on the year, Smith at third, Timmish catching, Levine pitching, Frays at short, Ballard at second, Black the DP, Schrog at first, Bradley in left, Aiden in center, and Brooks is in right. We'll have the McLeod lineup after a timeout here on KARE 93.7.
Eat fresh at Subway in Atchison. Whether it's the classic sandwiches you've always known and loved, the salads and no-bready bowls, wraps, or breakfast, Subway has something for everyone. Add a foot-long churro or pretzel to your meal or stop by for a snack. Subway, eat fresh under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Is your vehicle pulling to the left or right? Does your steering wheel shake or feel off center? It may be time to align your tires. Check in with the tire professionals at Lights Out at Town & Country in Atchison. It's recommended to align your tires once a year with regular maintenance to prevent uneven or rapid tire wear. For a tire alignment, repair, or even replacement, contact the tire experts at Lights Out at Town & Country, 367-2699 or 201 Commercial Street in Atchison.
KAIR-FM, Horton, Atchison.
Moments away from the first pitch here in Pratt. Let's get you to McLeod lineup, top seed and the defending champs. Crescenda Vandell leads it off. She'll be at shortstop. Summer Wyatt bats second. She is at center field. Danny Lee is pitching and batting third. Marissa Carey at third base and in the cleanup spot. Leanna Patz is catching and batting fifth. Leanna Larson at second base batting sixth. Elizabeth Sabelka at first base batting seventh. Abby Patson left batting eighth. And Charlie Coffin in right and batting ninth. So again for Ballard Patterson, 340 wins in his career, 26-2 this season. Vandell at short, Wyatt in center, Lee pitching, Carey at third, Patz catching, Larson at second, Sabelka at first, Abby Patson left, and Coffin is in right field. Again, thanks for tuning in on KARE 93.7 FM, Brandon Salmon and Neil Weiland. As the defending champs have taken the field, and we are moments away from the first pitch, Danny Lee, a couple of warm-up tosses inside the circle, the D1 Liberty softball commit, who is going to be a dominant force, not just here in the next couple of ball games here in Pratt, but only a junior, which is the crazy thing to think is, this McLeod team is set up to have a dynasty-type run, defending champs a year ago, and the favorites here to win it again, and the talent they'll have back next year. This is certainly a dynasty in action. So for the Teutons of Inman, 18-4 on the year, it'll be Savannah Smith, Ellie Timmish, and Lila Levine. Top three in their order. Bulldogs of McLeod rocking the white jersey tops with the black trim, black pants and white socks. Teutons will have all black, black tops, black bottoms, and Teutons across the front in orange numerals and white lettering, or vice versa. I should say white numerals and orange lettering with the Teutons across the front of the jerseys. McLeod 68-6 since the start of 2022. Here we go. The first of two semifinals, the consolation game scheduled for a 3 o'clock start time, and the championship here today scheduled for a 5 o'clock start time. So here we go. It is a breezy, breezy, and somewhat kind of chilly start here to the day in Pratt, Kansas. Savannah Smith, the third baseman, steps in, and Danny Lee's first pitch of the semifinal is in there, and a little up and inside for ball one. Danny Lee perfect in the three-inning win yesterday, striking out 8 of 9 batters faced. has had a dominant year, the reigning 2-1A player of the year. Swing and a miss there by Smith. One ball and one strike. Savannah Smith entering the tournament with a 240 average. Next pitch is a called strike on the inside corner. And it's one ball and two strikes. At 240 average, mixed with 18 hits, 10 RBIs, and 27 runs scored. Batting from the right side, open on the stance, and the next pitch is fouled away. Stays one ball and two strikes. The Inman Teutons, that's right. If you don't know what a Teuton is, it seems to be a Spartan of some kind, according to the mascot on the back of the jersey. One ball, two strikes here. Danny Lee looking for a K early, and there it is. Swing and a miss, and down goes Savannah Smith. One up and one down, and that'll bring up Ellie Timmish, the catcher for the Teutons of Inman. 18-4 on the year. They beat Thomas More Prep in the quarterfinals yesterday by a 10-3 final. As a team, the Teutons hitting 300. There's a check swing and a miss for strike number one. Timmish entered the tournament batting 308 with a home run and 12 RBIs. Leads the team with 13 walks. No balls, one strike. And the pitch by Lee is another half-check swing and a miss. And quickly 0-2. Get a beautiful day, not a cloud in the sky, very, very breezy. That wind in a different direction from yesterday. It was blowing out towards right center. That is not the case here. For this start time today, that weather is blowing in towards the fans. Next pitch, a little bit outside. One ball and two strikes here on Timmish. Teutons on a powerful team, just two home runs on the year. There's a swing and a miss. Down goes Timmish. Here's Lila Levine, the pitcher for Inman. Two up, two down, two strikeouts. Nothing new there for Danny Lee. That gives her 10 strikeouts for the tournament. Here's Levine from the right side, pretty straight up with the stance, a blue bat above the right shoulder. Swinging a miss for strike number one. Levine, 429 on the average, leading the team with nine doubles and has a team-leading 33 runs scored. These numbers prior to the start of this tournament, so not including their 10-3 win yesterday. An 0-1 on the way, and another swing and a miss, and it's 0-2. Trying to start the game today, Danny Lee, as she did yesterday, striking out the side in the first, could do so. As she has Levine down 0-2. Sets at the belt and fires. High and outside. One ball and two strikes. They shut out Pratt Skyline yesterday at the Bulldogs. They have given up just 29 runs in 28 games. Think about that. Literally 1.01 per game, and there's the swing and a miss, and down goes Levine, and a beautiful start once again for Danny Lee as she strikes out the side and the top of the first. No score here in the state semifinals on KARE 93.7.
Symmetrical internet speeds. What does that mean? Well, Giant Communications offers symmetrical internet speeds, meaning that you can have the same upload speed that you get for the download. Why the fuss? What does upload speed impact? Well, higher upload speed can affect smart home devices, video calls, uploading photos and videos, and sharing files online. And you've got a local reliable company that can provide that for you at Giant Communications. Ask about 1 month of free internet. Symmetrical speeds, free internet. Look no further than Giant Communications. Online at giantcomm.net.
Are you dreaming of a lush, green, weed-free lawn? Urban Lawn Care has the solution with their six-step lawn chemical program. Serving Atchison, Donovan, Jackson, Jefferson, Brown, and Leavenworth counties, we tailor treatments to your needs. Choose all six rounds or customize your plan. Call now for a free estimate and ask about our prepaid discount. Transform your lawn into a paradise with Urban Lawn Care, where dreams grow green.
Defending a McLeod softball is powered by Giant Communications. One free month of symmetrical internet is available to you right now. Call 785-362-9331 to learn more. Brandon Tam and Neil Weiland here on 93.7 McLeod softball. Here at the state tournament, no score to the bottom of the first inning. Griscinda Vandell, Summer Wyatt, and Danny Lee for the 26-2 defending champion McLeod Bulldogs. Here, sunny skies. Not a cloud really in the sky currently, but a heavy breeze and somewhat of a chilly breeze blowing in towards the batters, so not helping the cause like it was yesterday for the left-handed batters. And speaking of a lefty, it's Griscinda Vandell who steps in perfect yesterday, 3 for 3, 3 singles, 3 runs, and 3 stolen bases. And Levine's first pitch is low and outside for ball number one. The 3 stolen bases yesterday for Griscinda Vandell put her above 70 on the year. Plays back in the box, batting from the left side, a swing and a miss. Good pitch there by Levine, and it's 1-1. McLeod's averaging nearly 13 runs a game, just right south of it, and they scored 15 in their win yesterday. Next pitch, a little bit outside, 2-1. Vandell, All-State a year ago, 6.42 average coming into the tournament, and again, 3 for 3 yesterday. Hits it to the left side, but foul, and it's 2-2. She is going to be first-team All-State once again. So 64 hits now, including the 3 yesterday. 62 of her 64 hits are singles. Incredible stuff. If she puts it in play, you can't get her. She's too quick. She'll slap it to the left side. It's in the air and caught in foul territory by Fraze, the shortstop. And there is out number one. Here is Summer Wyatt, the center fielder. Wyatt entered the tournament with a 4.55 average. Levine's first pitch is fouled straight back. And it's 0-1. Wyatt yesterday 0-2, but she drove in a couple. Had an RBI ground out and a sacrifice fly. She also scored a run and reached on an air. You can hear that heavy breeze behind us. Here's an 0-1. Oh, and it runs inside, clips her in the knee. And a little bit of a limp going down to first, and there's the first base runner of the game. Here is the ever-so-dangerous Danny Lee, 2-for-2, 2 home runs yesterday, 3 RBIs. Also had 2 runs scored and a stolen base, also had a walk. The 2 home runs yesterday, adding to her total, she now has 17 on the year and 55 RBIs. She's got Wyatt at first with 1 out. Here in the home first, no score. The second semifinal today will be Onega and also Dexter Cedarvale. That game will be broadcast on 92.1 KMZA. So here's Danny Lee. See what Levine has in store here. First pitch low and outside for ball one. I said it yesterday, and go with me here. It's not bad if you just walk her, because the other side is usually worse. And the next pitch is also outside for ball two. Hits on the year, 17 of them have gone over the fence. High fly ball, but this is well playable. The wind is pushing it into foul territory. Oh, and it's dropped! Dropped in foul territory by the third baseman, Smith, and that could loom large. As Danny Lee catching a break there, we'll get an opportunity with the counts at 2-1. Boy, that is one you gotta make if you are Smith at third base with how dangerous Danny Lee is. 2-1 in the pitch is outside. So the 3 pitches that have missed the zone have all been outside, which again is, I would say, a pretty good strategy from Levine. Do not put it over the plate to Lee. That one is over the plate. That one is absolutely mashed. Is it going to be foul? And the wind carried it foul. I told you the wind was not helping the batters. It would have cleared the fence by a mile, but the wind pushed it to foul territory. And it's 3-2. It started fair, but that heavy gust of about 20 to 25 at times just sailed it foul. So 3 balls and 2 strikes on the most dangerous player in Class 2-1A. The pitch by Levine, and it's well outside, ball 4. Well, again, you put her on. If there was no wind, it'd be 2-0. But 2 on and 1 out for Marissa Carey. Carey yesterday, 1-for-3, couple of ground outs, had a single and a run scored. First pitch, high and outside, and it gets away, and everybody advancing. So Wyatt to third and lead at second. 2 on and 1 out. McLeod threatening to score here in the first. Can Carey come away with an RBI knock? Pitch by Levine is fouled straight back. And it's 1-1. Carey entered the tournament with a .455 average. 35 hits. 36 now with the one yesterday. Here's a 1-1. Check swing, held on in time, and it's 2 balls and 1 strike. I'm still baffled with the fact that this breezy gust is a chilly gust. Supposed to touch up in the 80s today. There's a swing and a miss. And it's 2 balls and 2 strikes. But it's almost chilly. There's blankets. People got hoodies on. It is just kind of an odd breeze. Big 2-2 on the way. And it's high and inside. 3-2 now. Wyatt at third. Lee at second. Carey with a 3-2 count here with no score in the bottom of the first. State semifinals here in Pratt. Big pitch. And it's a ground ball to the right side. It is foul. Barely into foul territory. Could have maybe brought in the runner from third and Wyatt, but just spun into foul territory. And we'll do it again. 3 balls and 2 strikes. Defending champs trying to strike first in the first. Levine sets at the belt, stays low, swings high. A rip to the left side, a base knock into left field. One run is in. Here's Lee stampeding around third and scoring, and it's a 2 RBI single for Marissa Carey. And a 2-0 McLeod lead. That is clutch hitting by the cleanup in Marissa Carey. Here's Leanna Patz, who hit a home run yesterday. 1-for-2, had that solo shot, scored twice, also walked. First pitch by Levine is outside for ball 1. That heavy breeze continues to gust. Still only 1 out in the inning. Next pitch, now throw down to first, not in time, and it's 2-0. Leanna Patz, her home run yesterday, was her third of the season. From McLeod out to an early 2-0 advantage, still threatening with 1 out. There's a foul tip, and it's 2-1. Levine is the best pitcher on this Teutons roster, statistically. This is by far and away the best team she has faced this season. Next pitch outside, 3-1. Leanna Larson due up next for the defending champs. Pitch by Levine is a foul ball out of play, and it's 3-2. So Levine really grinding here in the first. But that's the case for any opposition and pitcher who goes up against this McLeod lineup. Runner at first is Carey, 1 out, 2-0 Bulldogs, home first. The 3-2 is another foul ball, good swing, just catching a piece. and we'll do it again 3-2. The Teutons, they beat Sedgwick, Canton, Galva, and Remington in their regional tournament to get here. First trip to the state tournament since 2010. A 3-2 is a foul ball again. So another heavy at bat here for Leanna Peck. Inman's best finish was a runner-up spot in 2007. And our head coach actually played and pitched in that title game. There's a swing and a miss. So after a long at bat, Pats is down swinging for out number two. First strikeout for Levine, and that brings up Leanna Larson. Larson yesterday, 0-1 with a walk. She was hit by a pitch, scored twice as well. First pitch is inside for ball one. What a turnaround for Inman. Their head coach is in her fifth year. There's a called strike, 1-1. But through her first 4 years, the Teutons had a record of 12-64. And now they are 18-4 and in the state semifinals. Next pitch inside, 2-1 here on Leanna Larson. Runner at first is Carey with two down. Carey had the two RBI single to give McLeod this 2-0 lead early. 2-1 by Levine. Is outside, and Carey takes off, and she is there with a stolen base. So a stolen base by Carey, and if Larson can come through here with a base knock, it could add another run. Three balls and one strike. Advantage, Larson. Stuart Levine comes back with the righty v righty matchup. Here's the pitch, and it's called strike. It's full. So three balls and two strikes. A grind of an inning for Levine. She's thrown a lot of pitches here. And it's a called strike three. Larson took off. She thought it was ball four, but the umpire rings it up. Levine strikes out two, but Carey drives in two. And we have played one in this semifinal matchup. McLeod two and Inman nothing.
Taco John's valueist menu always gives you the most bang for your buck. For a limited time, get our new beefy tostada with perfectly seasoned 100% North American beef for $3, or our savory new refried bean tostada for just $2. With layers of cheddar, house-made pico de gallo, and queso fresco all atop a crispy tostada shell, it's also a lot of bang for your bite. New tostadas are here for a limited time, only at Taco John's. Bigger, bolder, better.
Symmetrical internet speeds. What does that mean? Well, Giant Communications offers symmetrical internet speeds, meaning that you can have the same upload speed that you get for the download. Why the fuss? What does upload speed impact? Well, higher upload speed can affect smart home devices, video calls, uploading photos and videos, and sharing files online. And you've got a local reliable company that can provide that for you at Giant Communications. Ask about 1 month of free internet. Symmetrical speeds, free internet. Look no further than Giant Communications. Online at giantcomm.net.
First inning of McLeod softball powered by Giant Communications. 1 free month of symmetrical internet is available to you right now. Call 785-362-9331 to learn more. 2-0 Bulldogs here as we start the second inning. Danny Lee back to work in a foul for strike number one to number four in the Teutons order. That is Taylor Fraze. She will be followed by Marley Ballard and Chesney Black. Lee, of course, striking out the side in the first. Nothing usual or unusual for her. There's an off-speed pitch, and it's slapped out of play foul, and it's 0-2. 2-0 Bulldogs on a two-run single by Marissa Carey. The top four seeds all advancing from the quarterfinals yesterday. Swing and a miss at a high fastball, and down goes Fraze. Four up, four down, and four strikeouts for Danny Lee. Here's Marley Ballard, the second baseman. Ballard into the tournament with a 3.51 average, with 22 RBIs and 26 runs scored. First pitch by Danny Lee is high and inside for ball one. Well, statistically, when I mentioned last inning that the Bulldogs have given up just 29 runs in 28 games, and the Bulldogs with a two-run advantage already, it seems like the Bulldogs put themselves in a pretty good spot here early. But you still got to play. There's a called strike, one ball, one strike here on Ballard. Lee's pitch, swing and a miss. And one ball and two strikes. I don't know if you saw from yesterday, the Class 4A tournament, Wamego and Clearwater played an over four-hour game and went 17 innings. Swing and a miss, and down goes Ballard. Two up, two down, now five strikeouts for Danny Lee.
Number six, Chesney Black.
There's Chesney Black, the designated player. Black, 304 on the average, 17 hits entering the tournament, four triples as well. She has driven in 16. First pitch from Lee to Black, called strike. And it's 0-1. Defensively behind Lee, Carey at third, Bandel at short, Larson at second, Sabelka at first, Abby Patz in left, Wyatt in center, Coffin in right. Leanna Patz catching, and there's another swing and miss, and it's 0-2. Chance to strike out the side once again. So she struck out 8 of 9 batters faced, or not totally faced, but 8 of the 9 outs yesterday were strikeouts. Check swing. Did she hold on? She did. One ball, two strikes. And the first 5 outs in this game have been strikeouts. Trying to strike out the side once again. Danny Lee's 1-2. Swing and a miss. And down goes Black. Now 3 up, 3 down. 3 more strikeouts for Danny Lee. The incredible season continues. 2-0 McLeod. You're on care.
You already know Gerber Electric provides professional and reliable service with free estimates and guaranteed work. But did you know they have a great retail space with electrical supplies for all of your do-it-yourself projects? Whether it's bulbs, batteries, connectors, or other electrical supplies, you can find it in their store at 405 North 17th in Atchison. At Gerber Electric, it's not just a job, it's a tradition.
Symmetrical internet speeds. What does that mean? Well, Giant Communications offers symmetrical internet speeds, meaning that you can have the same upload speed that you get for the download. Why the fuss? What does upload speed impact? Well, higher upload speed can affect smart home devices, video calls, uploading photos and videos, and sharing files online. And you've got a local reliable company that can provide that for you at Giant Communications. Ask about 1 month of free internet, symmetrical speeds, free internet. Look no further than Giant Communications. Online at giantcomm.net.
Two nothing McLeod here in Pratt against Inman. Semifinal action, bottom of the second inning we go. Sabelka, Abby Patz, and Coffin do up bottom third of the order against Levine. Fires in a first pitch strike to Sabelka. The two runs in the first on a single by Carey. The pitch, swing and a miss. And quickly Sabelka behind in the count, 0-2. 17 of the 26 wins for McLeod this season have been shutouts. Levine's pitch, ground ball, and it finds the gap and past the third baseman and Smith and could be extra bases. Sabelka rounding and charging, and a stand-up double for Sabelka to lead off the second. How about that on an 0-2 pitch? And just like that, Sabelka's second base with nobody out. Here's Abby Patz. 2 for 2 yesterday, 2 bunt singles and 2 runs scored. See if she tries to lay down a bunt here. She does, and does so beautifully. Picked up by Levine and can't even make a play. And now nobody is covering second base, and Patz takes it nearly walking there. Sabelka at third. So now second and third with nobody out. Here's Coffin. Number nine in the order. Coffin 1-for-2 yesterday, had a big 2 RBI single in that 9-run third inning that put the game away. Pitch by Levine. Puts down bunts, or tried to put down a bunt, and went right through it, and it's strike one. So a double and a bunt single to start this inning, and the Bulldogs trying to add to a 2-run lead. Puts down a bunt, and it's foul. So Coffin quickly behind 0-2. We'll see if she maybe tries to throw down a bunt. You wouldn't think with two strikes, but confidence is key. Big pitch by Levine, 0-2. Hit to the left side. It's fielded by Smith. Play to first is in time for the out, but a run is in. So a productive at bat for Coffin, an RBI ground out. It's now 3-0, McLeod. And Pat's moving from second to third. So a pop out for Bandel as she lays down a bunt that goes foul, and it's 0-1. A rare pop out for Bandel in her first at bat. The odds of getting Bandel out at first, if she puts one in play anywhere, not good if you're a betting person, that's for sure. Next pitch is a little high and outside, 1-1. Runner at third is Abby Patz. A 3-0 McLeod lead here in the home second. One out, and another foul ball to the left side. And it's 1-2. Summer Wyatt on deck. Ballard Patterson yelling, win the next pitch. And let's see if Bandel can do that. Levine's 1-2. Low and outside, and 2-2. I would say Bandel won that pitch. Sabelka led off the inning with a double on an 0-2 pitch down the left field line. And it eventually came around to score. Here's a ground ball left side. Will they get her? Not even close. And it's an RBI infield single for Bandel. It is 4-0 Bulldogs. And Wyatt will step in, hit by a pitch in her first at bat, came around to score on that 2-run single by Carey. Well, 70-plus stolen bases, would expect her to take off. There she goes. Throw is... Boy, that was really close, but it popped out of the glove. And Bandel continues to add to that incredible stolen bases number. 1-1, no strikes here on Summer Wyatt. Levine's pitch is high. And it's 2-0. The Bulldogs lead it 4-0 here against Inman. Bottom of the second inning, still batting, one out with Bandel at second. 2-0, high fly ball, but that wind's going to push it over the fence in foul territory, and it's 2-1. Wyatt entered the tournament with a .455 average, 0-for-2 yesterday. Has an RBI chance here with Bandel in scoring position. 2-1 by Levine. Is hit well, center field, but playing it nicely is Aiden to make the catch. Bandel will tag up the third, but there's two outs. So here's Danny Lee, walked in her first at bat. She crushed what would have been a home run in her first at bat, but that heavy breeze pushed it into foul territory. Lee also a run scored, got the second on a wild pitch, came around on that two-run hit by Carey. Right now the Bulldogs in control with a 4-0 advantage. Two in the first, two here in the second, and a chance for another if Lee can get a hit. There's a called strike on the outside corner, and it's 0-1. The reigning 2-1-A player of the year. Here's an 0-1 outside, and it's 1-1. .265 strikeouts coming into this game for Lee as she fouls this one away to make it 1-2. And then again, she has struck out the side in the first two innings here. So that's 271 strikeouts. It is just absurd, the number she puts up. But down 1-2, the pitch is hit foul down the left field line. Stays 1-2. It was a good pitch by Levine. It was off speed and nearly had Lee fooled, but she just caught a piece to stay alive. Other 1-2. Outside, two balls and two strikes. Now a steal home is in time. They get the out. Oh, and Ballard-Patterson says no way. As soon as Timmish threw it back to Levine, Bandel took off for home. And Coach Patterson is saying that the catcher Timmish blocked the plate. I don't know if it's going to change anything. But he is certainly not agreeing with the call from the home plate umpire. Well, hold on. Let's see. Now the officials are going to meet. So we'll hang on for a second. The call is out, but the umpires are discussing. Coach Patterson just standing with his hands at the hips, watching him at home plate, saying that Timmish blocked Bandel, which led to an out. If the call's overturned, it's going to be 5-0. And they do overturn the call, and it's 5-0. So Bandel steals home, and the inning continues. So wait, what's happening? The umpire literally just said safe. Now he calls out. What is happening? I am so confused. These umpires need to get it together. My goodness. All right, well, never mind. It's 4-0. Two more runs across. We hit a break. We're back in a moment here on CARE.
Symmetrical internet speed. What does that mean? Well, Giant Communications offers symmetrical internet speed, meaning that you can have the same upload speed that you get for the download. Why the fuss? What does upload speed impact? Well, higher upload speed can affect smart home devices, video calls, uploading photos and videos, and sharing files online. And you've got a local reliable company that can provide that for you at Giant Communications. Ask about 1 month of free internet. Symmetrical speeds, free internet. Look no further than Giant Communications. Online at giantcomm.net.
Ready to reclaim your active lifestyle? Amberwell Orthopedic and Pain Management Specialists offer joint replacement, injury care, chronic pain treatments, and more. With clinics in Atchison, Hiawatha, and Lansing, and procedures performed in both Atchison and Hiawatha, they're here to bring back your mobility. Say goodbye to pain and hello to a vibrant life. Call 913-358-0807 to schedule your consultation today. Your journey to wellness is closer than you think.
Defending champion McLeod Bulldogs 4, the Inman Teutons, nothing here in the third inning of play. Bottom third of the order against Danny Lee. First pitch swinging by Ellison Schrag. No connection. Strike number one. Lee has faced 6. She has retired 6. She has struck out 6. Olivia Bradley will follow. Next pitch called strike, and it's 0-2. kind of a bizarre ending to that last inning, but nonetheless, two more runs across for the Bulldogs, extending their lead 2-4-0. Swing and a miss, and down goes Schrag. Seven up, seven down, seven strikeouts.
After that, number four.
Here's Olivia Bradley, the left fielder. Bradley entered the tournament with a 182 average with 10 hits. The first lefty in the lineup for the Teutons. Pitch by Lee, infield in, called strike, it's 0-1. No balls, one strike in the pitch. A little bit outside. 1-1. The other semifinal, Onega and Cedarvale Dexter. That'll be on 92.1 KMZA. There's a swing and a miss, and it's 1-2. Well, if you heard my pregame interview with Coach Patterson, call Danny Lee a cheat code, and that is exactly what she is. Next pitch, strikeout. Two more up, two more down, two more strikeouts. In total, eight up, eight down, eight strikeouts. And all eight strikeouts have been swinging. So give the Teutons credit. They're certainly giving it a hack, but nothing yet. Here's number nine in the order, Brooke Aiden. Swing and a miss for strike one. The Inman Teutons. Rocking the all black. Orange Teutons across the jersey fronts. There's another swing and a miss, and it's 0-2. Well, can Lee go 9-for-9? She can. Shocking, right? Nine up, nine down, nine strikeouts. We head to the home third. 4-0 Bulldogs here on CARE 93.7.
Indulge in the ultimate summer treat at Dairy Queen Grill & Chill in Atchison. Their peanut butter puppy chow blizzard is the perfect combination of creamy DQ soft serve and crispy puppy chow pieces, peanut butter topping, and choco chunks. Plus, check out the new summer blizzard menu featuring a variety of refreshing flavors. Celebrate graduation and Mother's Day with a deliciously crafted cake customizable to your liking. Visit Dairy Queen Grill & Chill in Atchison today and experience the sweetness.
Symmetrical internet speeds. What does that mean? Well, Giant Communications offers symmetrical internet speeds, meaning that you can have the same upload speed that you get for the download. Why the fuss? What does upload speed impact? Well, higher upload speed can affect smart home devices, video calls, uploading photos and videos, and sharing files online. And you've got a local reliable company that can provide that for you at Giant Communications. Ask about 1 month of free internet. Symmetrical speeds, free internet. Look no further than Giant Communications. Online at GiantCOMM.net.
The McLeod Bulldogs leading Inman 4-0 to the home third we go here on CARE. And the dangerous Danny Lee takes pitch outside for ball one. McLeod softball coverage powered by Giant Communications. One free month of symmetrical internet is available to you right now. Call 785-362-9331 to learn more. There's a swing and a miss by Lee. One ball and one strike. RBIs in the second inning by Crescenda Bandel and Charlie Coffin. Carey drove in two in the first, 4-0. McLeod here batting in the home third in the state semifinal in Pratt. Levine sets and fires that one on a frozen rope, looking up and kissing goodbye. Third home run of the tournament, 18th home run of the season. Danny Lee does it again. She is absolutely incredible. Defending champs 5 and Inman nothing. You just run out of ways to describe a player of this magnitude. And with this wind and the way it's blowing and how it's blowing, that home run even more impressive. Here's Marissa Carey, had the two RBI single in the first, and rips it to the right side, and it ricochets off the glove of Ballard, and she's going to be safe. That'll go down as an infield single, and Carey now 2 for 2. Here's Leanna Patz. Struck out in her first at bat. And first pitch by Levine, a bunt put down, but right back to Levine and gets the out at first. Carey moves up to second base. So one out, one on. Here's Leanna Larson. Strikeout victim in her first AB. 5-0, the Bulldogs leading. The pitch. This one is hit well. Left field. Working back is Bradley, and she can't get there. It's going to roll to the fence, and extra base is in reach. And a run is in. Carey scores 6-0 Bulldogs. It is an RBI double for Leanna Larson. So the Bulldogs have now scored 2 runs in each of the first 3 innings, and they are still batting here with only 1 out. First pitch by Levine is inside for a ball. Sabelka doubled to lead off the second and scored on the RBI ground out by Coffin. Next pitch, a little bit outside, and it's 2-0. Well, an impressive display once again here in this semifinal. The pitch. Inside. 3 balls and no strikes. And it's 4-pitch walk. Larson at second, Sabelka at first. Here's Abby Patz with a bunt single and a run scored. Two on and one out. 2 runs in, 6-0 Bulldogs. Miss state semifinal. And a bunt try, and she popped it up out of play. And it's 0-1. The 2 losses this year for the Bulldogs, they were swept by the 3A defending champs in Rossville. At the time, it ended a 42-game winning streak. But since then, 134-1. Since then, bunt put down, play to first is in time. Good play by Levine, and now a throw gets away, and a run is going to score. And they're going to wave in the second run, too, and a huge, costly error is going to score 2 runs. That is a tough play. Ballard, the second baseman, threw it to center field. And when it rains, it pours. And now a meeting inside the circle as it's now 8-0. 4 runs have scored in the inning. And what do you do?
Number 4, Charlie Coffin will be up.
And Coffin is sent to be due up here, number 9 in the order. RBI ground out in her first at bat. We'll be batting with now nobody on and 2 outs. So it was a bunt try by Pat. So it went right back to Levine. Or correction, the error was on Schrock, the first baseman, who tried to get the runner picked off at second, but just threw it out towards kind of the left center field gap. So here's Coffin, 8-0 Bulldogs, and hits it to the left side, and it finds the hole again, and it's in fair territory. extra bases for number 9 in the order. Man, that's a double. Right down the third base line, and then the wind just pushed it away in foul territory. Here's Crescenda Bandel. 1-for-2, a single, an RBI, and a run scored. It has been a tough go for Inman against the champs. And it's a high chopper. Levine to first, not even close. And now nobody's covering second, and what do? She just takes second without a throw. Kaufman to third. Yikes. If Vandell puts it in play, it's a hit. That's just how it works. So second and third, two down. Levine's pitch is hit well towards the right center field gap, and it's dropped. One run is in, and that's going to score two. That is an error by Brooks in right field. So two unearned runs, and that was Wyatt. Well, second error in the inning, and now Danny Lee, who started this inning with a monster shot line drive home run to left, is up again. It's down 10-0. The pitch. A little bit outside, and it's 1-1. Well, now we're flirting with run rule territory here. It is 15-3 and 10-5. Pitch. Slapped right side, but playable, but it drops in for a hit. Here comes another run in to score. It's an RBI for Lee, and it's 11-0. Seven have scored in the inning. And here's Carey. Carey had a two RBI single in the first. Singled and scored in this inning. And there's going to be a courtesy runner in for Lee. It'll be Lily Mahan. So courtesy runner in for Lee at first. Still two outs. Seven runs have scored in the inning. Well, they finished Pratt Skyline in three innings yesterday. They scored three in the first, three in the second, and then nine in the third to finish it. Today they have scored two in the first, two in the second, and seven here in the third. Carey hits it foul out of play. And it's 0-1. The 11th batter to come up here in the inning, 11 of which have made it all the way around. And Levine's pitch is a little bit outside. 1-1 here to Carey. This game has been blown wide open. High fly ball, went pushing it towards the gap in left center. Could be a tough play, but making a play is Aiden to retire the side, but damage has been done again. 11 to the plate, 7 score. It is all McLeod. 11-0 as we go to the fourth here on Care.
K4 Ag in Valley Falls is your local farm partner. They have a full load of soother feeds, protein tubs, and mineral on hand, and delivery service for their mixed 30 liquid feed. Call 785-945-3202 for pricing and delivery. K4 Ag also carries tires for vehicles of every size, from semis to tractors to passenger vehicles, to keep you moving on the road or in the field. See K4 Ag in Valley Falls, nurturing farms, growing success.
Symmetrical internet speeds. What does that mean? Well, Giant Communications offers symmetrical internet speeds, meaning that you can have the same upload speed that you get for the download. Why the fuss? What does upload speed impact? Well, higher upload speed can affect smart home devices, video calls, uploading photos and videos, and sharing files online. And you've got a local reliable company that can provide that for you at Giant Communications. Ask about 1 month of free internet, symmetrical speeds, free internet. Look no further than Giant Communications. Online at giantcomm.net.
Eleven nothing McLeod here in the fourth inning as Danny Lee has struck out nine through nine batters faced. And back to the top of the order, Savannah Smith, a swing and a miss for strike number one. 11 sent to the plate for McLeod from the bottom of the third. 7 scored. Danny Lee hit a home run in that inning. And then added a RBI single. There's another swing and miss, and it's 0-2. McLeod trying to get back to a state title game, and there's a swing and a miss. 10 up, 10 down, 10 strikeouts. Here's Ellie Timmich, the catcher.
Number 15, Ellie Timmich. Lila Levine on deck. Taylor Frey from the hole. Wow.
The bleachers here continuing to fill up. Onega and Cedarvale Dexter. The next semifinal after this one on 92.1 KMZA. Here's a bunt that's put down. And then Lee over to first in time for the out. So the first non-strikeout. Goes 1-3.
Up to bat, number 10, Lila Levine. Two up.
But quickly two up and two down, and here's Levine. What can you do? I cannot answer that question. First pitch by Lee. Swing and a miss. Now time called, and Pats will go out to talk to Lee inside the circle. Pinkle Field here in Pratt. The defending champs on their way. Inman has a lot of work to do. They want to come back into this one. Next pitch low, one ball and one strike. A perfect three-inning game for Lee inside the circle yesterday. She is perfect here through 3 2/3. Swing and a miss. Makes it 1-2. Looking for her 11th strikeout. And what is the 12th batter faced in the game? And a 1-2. Did she go? She did. Strike three on the check swing. And Lee has as many strikeouts as the Bulldogs have run scored. It is all McLeod. 11-0 here on CARE.
Do you know how to recognize a phone scam? At Union State Bank, we're focused on keeping your financial future secure, and that means providing the information you need to keep your accounts protected. There are several red flags that can help you recognize a scam, such as a request for sensitive information or the promise that you'll get a prize. You can learn more about how to recognize a phone scam at mybankusb.com or visit one of our 8 convenient USB locations for valuable information about how to protect your assets. NMLS 654946, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
Symmetrical internet speeds. What does that mean? Well, Giant Communications offers symmetrical internet speeds, meaning that you can have the same upload speed that you get for the download. Why the fuss? What does upload speed impact? Well, higher upload speed can affect smart home devices, video calls, uploading photos and videos, and sharing files online. And you've got a local reliable company that can provide that for you at Giant Communications. Ask about 1 month of free internet, symmetrical speeds, free internet. Look no further than Giant Communications. Online at giantcomm.net.
KAIRFM, Horton, Atchison.
McLeod Softball here on CARE, powered by Giant Communications. One free month on symmetrical internet. It's available to you right now. Call 785-362-9331 to learn more. Well, if the Bulldogs score four runs here, the game will be over. They lead Inman 11-0 in the bottom of the fourth. As Leanna Patz, Leanna Larson, and Elizabeth Sabelka will be due up here for the reigning champs. But Beans still pitching. They scored two in the first, two in the second, and seven in the third. But four of those runs came off two errors, so that did not help. First pitch to Leanna Patz is outside for ball one. Patz 0-for-2 in this game, hit a home run yesterday in the win over Pratt Skyline, and now rifles this one foul, and I think Coach Patterson got a little piece of that one off the shoulder, but he's all right. One ball, one strike. Bulldogs 68-6, their record since the start of 2022. There's a foul tip. Strike two, 1-2. Last year, the Bulldogs beat El Saline 10-0 in the semifinals. They'd go on to beat St. Mary's in the title game by a 3-0 final. There's a swing and a miss, and down goes Pat. Three strikeouts now for Levine. Here is Leanna Larson. At an RBI double in the 7-run third. Also has struck out. There's a swing and a miss for strike one. The breeze blowing in towards the third base dugout. There's a foul ball, makes it 0-2. The next two teams competing in the semifinal, Onega and Cedarvale Dexter, warming up on the outskirts. A 1 o'clock scheduled start time for that one. Next pitch to Larson is high, makes it 1-2. A 1-2 by Levine, just a little bit outside. Approaching the noon hour here on KAIR. Horton Atchison. There's a swing and a miss. And down that goes Larson. Four strikeouts now for Levine. And here's Sabelka. Sabelka, a double, a walk, and two runs scored. Now, Levine, a chance to retire the side in order for the first time here today. Sabelka takes the fastball knee high for strike number one. Here's an 0-1, and it's fouled away into the bleachers. 0-2. Not a cloud in the sky here in Pratt today. Ooh, and a lying shot foul. Out of play to the left side. Sabelka stays alive. So Sabelka double back in the second inning. Had two doubles yesterday. So how about three doubles here in this tournament? Coach Patterson giving her a quick pep talk as she steps back in. Here's an 0-2 by Levine, and it's a call, strike three. First time, McLeod goes down in order, and we head to the fifth inning. It's all Bulldogs, 11-0 here on CARE.
Symmetrical internet speeds. What does that mean? Well, Giant Communications offers symmetrical internet speeds, meaning that you can have the same upload speed that you get for the download. Why the fuss? What does upload speed impact? Well, higher upload speed can affect smart home devices, video calls, uploading photos and videos, and sharing files online. And you've got a local reliable company that can provide that for you at Giant Communications. Ask about 1 month of free internet. Symmetrical speeds, free internet. Look no further than Giant Communications. online at GiantCOMM.net.
Get your tan on at Snap Fitness. You don't have to be a Snap Fitness member to take advantage of their great tanning deals. With 3 tanning beds, appointments are available from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. and 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. on Monday through Thursdays and 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. on Fridays and Saturdays. Call them at 913-367-1511 to schedule. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness, 409 Commercial in Atchison.
A chance for the Bulldogs to end it here in the fifth. They lead Inman 11-0. 2 in the first, 2 in the second, 7 in the third. Danny Lee back to work, so Inman's going to need at least 2 runs. And against Danny Lee, that seems dang near impossible, but you never know. She has struck out 11-12. And the first pitch to Taylor Fraze is low and inside for ball one. The only non-strikeout was an Ellie Timmish ground out to Lee on a bunt attempt. There's a line shot that's caught by the third baseman, Carey, for out number one. That was the best connection that any oppositional player has made against Lee in this tournament. McCarey was in the right spot to make the catch. So the Bulldogs 2 outs away from getting right back to the state championship game. Pitch by Lee. Swing and a miss to Marley Ballard. And it's 0-1. Head coach Ballard Patterson on his way to career win number 341. Here's another hit to the right side. It's in fair territory, and it's an easy ground out and tap there on the back for Sabelka. 2 up and 2 down, and Inman down to their final out.
That's it, number 6, Chesney Black. 2 up.
And it's up to Chesney Black, the DP. First pitch by Lee is a swing and a miss. Or strike number 1. Well, not many games on the Bulldogs' schedule this season went to 7. There's a called strike, and it's 0-2. Inman down to their final strike in this game. The pitch. Swing and a miss, and down goes Black, and the game is over. A 5-inning run rule, 11-0 victory for the defending champs. And they return back to the state title game. Our post-game show is next here on Care 93.7.
Have a swarm of bees settled near your home or business? Call All-Pro Exterminating for rescue and relocation of bees at no charge. All-Pro Exterminating, 913-367-7729.
Find your future at FW Houston Medical Center. With competitive wages and sign-on bonuses of up to $5,000, now is a perfect time to join the FW Houston family. Call us at 913-774-4340 to learn more.
Symmetrical internet speed. What does that mean? Well, Giant Communications offers symmetrical internet speed, meaning that you can have the same upload speed that you get for the download. Why the fuss? What does upload speed impact? Well, higher upload speed can affect smart home devices, video calls, uploading photos and videos, and sharing files online. And you've got a local reliable company that can provide that for you at Giant Communications. Ask about 1 month of free internet, symmetrical speeds, free internet. Look no further than Giant Communications. Online at GiantCOMM.net.
It's a beautiful day in our neighborhood, a place where you'll find Exchange Bank, a locally owned bank that believes in their community. You'll find friendly and knowledgeable staff ready to help you with all of your banking needs. Exchange Bank offers long-term, fixed-rate real estate loans and convenient services such as online and mobile banking. Stop by or visit us online at ebt.bank. You'll find this and so much more. Exchange Bank, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
Acheson Auto Parts is your locally owned and operated independent NAPA dealer. With a team of experienced employees that have a lifelong passion for the auto industry, they provide top quality parts and exceptional service. They are all car guys who care about getting you the right parts. And with locations in Leavenworth and Smithville, they can get that part same day if not on their shelves. Open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Acheson Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Acheson.
Cloud softball here on Care 93.7 FM. It's powered by Giant Communications. 1 free month of symmetrical internet is available to you right now. Call 785-362-9331 for more information. Well, took a little bit longer than the game yesterday, but McLeod dominant once again as they are onto the state title game and one win away from back-to-back championships. They go to 27-2 as they beat Inman here in the semifinals in Pratt in 5 innings by a final score of 11-0. Well, they got it going in the first. 2 runs on 1 hit. It was Marissa Carey, a 2-run single. They would add 2 runs in the second inning. They got an RBI single from Crescenta Bandel and an RBI ground out from Charlie Coffin. They really blew the game open with 7 runs on 6 hits in the third. Danny Lee led off that inning with a solo home run. She also added an RBI single as they sent 11 to the plate in that inning. They also got an RBI double from Leanna Larson and an RBI single from Crescenta Bandel. But, again, 3 runs in that inning, scoring on errors. So that, again, did not help Inman in that one. They would go down in order in the fourth. But Danny Lee, perfect once again inside the circle, does not allow a hit, does not allow a run, does not walk anyone. And she ended up with 11 strikeouts in the game. As she was 8 of 9 yesterday in that regard, she goes 11-12. I should say 11-12 through the first four, but credit to Inman, they did get some balls in play in their last chance, but again, not enough as they did not get a hit in this ball game. So the defending champs are back in the state championship game. That is a 5 o'clock start time scheduled here in Pratt, so we do got some time in between there, of course. Second semifinal coming up, it'll be Onega and Cedarvale Dexter. And that one you'll have to flip over to our sister station, KMZA 92.1 FM. We will have that one for you there. And then, of course, we'll be back here on CARE at 5 o'clock with McLeod in the state title game. Final tallies in this one. The Bulldogs now 27-2, 11 runs, 10 hits, no errors. They left 2 on base. And for Inman, who will now play in the consolation game at 3 o'clock today, the Teutons dropped to 18-5 on the year. No runs, no hits, no left, and a couple of errors in the game. Well, we'll talk to you here later on for a state title game. It'll be McLeod against either Onega or Cedarvale Dexter. That'll be at 5 o'clock right back here on CARE. For Dio Weiland, I'm Brandon Tabman. We'll talk to you later on today for state softball coverage. 93.7 FM.